A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, we celebrate the solemnity of the Holy Spirit, Holy Trinity. And then, when we talk about the Holy Trinity, it's very difficult to explain actually what it is. And for a priest and for myself, it's very difficult to preach on it because you don't want to say the wrong things. And it's when talking about the Holy Trinity, it's very easy to talk about something wrong about it. So, to simplify, in my terms, the Holy Trinity is the mystery of one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And with it, there is a union, a unity, which transcends human understanding. I don't know about you, but when I was younger, when I was first taught about Holy Trinity, I was taught this way. 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. But in church terms, in Holy Trinity terms, 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. And with this, it just blew my mind and going, oh my gosh, how can that be? And then really thinking about it, it's not really a puzzle that we're asked to solve. It's actually a revelation of God's nature, of seeing his nature as a communion of love, unity, and infinite mystery. And at this heart of it, it lies an external exchange of love between the Father, who begets the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from both. And this divine love showcases God as fundamentally relational. Hence, while we talk about our faith as being relation, having a relationship with God. But then all this, you know, went over my head and it doesn't really make sense. And then I remember my teacher saying, but you're already doing and living the way that the Holy Trinity wants you to live. And it made me think, how so? And so at this time, I'm going to share with all of you of how we experience the Holy Trinity in our daily lives, especially with our Mass here right now today. When we first got here to Mass, what's the first action we do? Is it find breakfast and coffee right away, the bacon, eggs, and toast, the Holy Trinity breakfast, or when we come into the church, it's actually when we come, go to the holy water, and we bless ourselves, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the first sign of the Trinity that we see in, when we come into the church. And then with that, even if you don't do that, we start Mass, and what does Father do? He begins with the sign of the cross, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this invoking ourselves with the sign of the cross, it's a reminder for us that the Holy Trinity is with us. And it reminds us of our baptism, where we experience the Holy Trinity as we're blessed with the holy water of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And with that, we are reminded of our own identities of being a member of the divine family, which we could see up here with the Holy Family right there. We're participating in that scene, being with the Holy Family. Then in the Mass, as we continue, we hear the Word of God. And I hope you really listened. And within the readings, we experience God's, or the Father's plan of His divine plan for each and one of us. And also we hear the Son's incarnation and allowing the Holy Spirit to inspire each and one of us as we hear the Word of God and allowing the words to go into our minds and hearts as we do that sign, the bless us, O Lord. And then through the mind, our lips, and our hearts, allowing the Holy Trinity to activate our minds, our mouth, and our hearts to receive the Word of God. Then we go to the pinnacle part of our Mass, which is the Eucharistic prayer. And from there, we see the priest invoking the Holy Spirit over the gifts, and which to consecrate the bread and the wine and the body and blood of Christ. And here, we see the Father's life-giving love for each and one of us, and the Son's sacrifice, and the Holy Spirit's power to work together for our salvation. And we hear the words that the priest saying, and I hope you could listen to it later when it comes up, to really listen and see where the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is being involved at that time, that holy time, and allowing seeing us to see the miracles that is happening before us. Then the crucial part, when we receive the Eucharist, we also invoke the Holy Trinity. In sharing the Eucharist, we reflect on the divine community of Trinity. Just as the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are in perfect communion, we're too called to that unity of love and within the whole church and in the whole world as we receive the Eucharist, being part of that one family and allowing us to be in unity together with the whole world, to be in participation with the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. And then at the conclusion of Mass, I hope a lot of people stay. I see a lot of people leaving early, but whatever happens. At the conclusion of Mass, we also see the Holy Trinity in that part as we receive the blessing from the Father in the name of the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and allowing us to go out and sending us forth to continue the mission that He has given us to go out and evangelize the world. And as we heard in the gospel, Jesus tells us to go out and share the good news and also make disciples out in the world. And then as we go out, the Holy Trinity doesn't stop there. It goes to our own lives. And as an example, it goes to our families and our homes. As we pray together with our families to bless one another, as we do a small gesture of prayer, we could do a blessing to someone's forehead going, I bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We're sharing that Trinity with each other and helping us understand that Christ is here and inviting us to participate in that unity. And so we're asked and see this in our own life here at Mass, that each and one of us are actually practicing and experience the Holy Trinity in our daily lives. And that way, we're asked to understand that, to understand who Jesus is in that moment, understand the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit being in our own lives and asking us to participate in that moment. And while understanding the Trinity can be difficult and very difficult to explain, even though I probably messed up here and there, but we trust in the Holy Spirit and guide us and bring us together with Christ. And the church is asking each and one of us to look at our call to imitate the divine community in our own lives instead of trying to work very hard to explain what it is and what it isn't. because we're asked to share it, and then from our actions to believe and experience God's true love within us. So for all of us, we're all created in God's image. We are called to reflect on the unity of love and self-giving nature of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So let us pray today, and may we carry this profound reality within us, shaping our thoughts, words, and actions during this Eucharistic celebration, and then beyond in our own lives. Amen.